Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, there are many blessings of reciting Durood-e Pak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Indeed, the essence and the soul of our lives, the comfort and the coolness of our eyes, the one in whom our hope of salvation lies, the one who journeyed through the seven skies and whose face is more beautiful than the sunrise, the owner and the distributor of paradise, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has said that, O people, undoubtedly from the terror and accountability of the day of judgment, that person will attain quick salvation and relief who in this world recite through the Pak upon me in abundance. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we are blessed with this beautiful month of Ramadan al-Mubarak. This is the month where our God consciousness increases. The pious people of Allah Azza wa Jal spend their lives trying to purify themselves and gain closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal. And through their hard work and their worship and their constant efforts, they reach a state of closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal, a spiritual space of enlightenment, and they gain some amazing blessings. In the month of Ramadan, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, because of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, because of the noor, the blessings and the light of this blessed month, and because Allah Azza wa Jal has restricted the shayateen and they are bound, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we see that that passion and that noor, that light, that the walis of Allah, or the pious people of Allah Azza wa Jal have, Alhamdulillah, everybody gains. And what happens is that you see people flocking towards the doors of the masajid, and they make great efforts to try and please Allah Azza wa Jal, and they try to increase their good deeds, and nothing can stop them, Alhamdulillah. They are constantly trying from morning to evening, during the night. And the one thing in their mind is that I've got to please my Creator. And Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, by staying on this track, they maximize the blessings of this beautiful month. And not only does this beautiful month give us the huge rewards, but remaining hungry and thirsty does wonders for our body. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, it helps with different ailments and different diseases. Many, many people have done research on this, and many doctors have said that when it comes to physical illnesses, fasting is an excellent cure. When it comes to mental illnesses, fasting provides great relief. And when it comes to spiritual enlightenment, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we know that this is the month where we can gain that closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because through hunger, we train ourselves, we restrict our habits for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, stated that on the day of judgment, a dining cloth made of gold will be spread below the divine arsh of Allah Azza wa Jal. And those who fasted in this world will be served on that. The dining cloth will be embroidered with pearls and diamonds and heavenly fruits and drinks and other type of delicious food will be placed there for the fasting Muslims. And they will eat while others will be facing severe accountability. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, this life is very short. And Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, this act of fasting, if we can gain the spirituality and the essence of it and help it increase our piety, our taqwa, our closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal, our fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, and our adherence to the sunnah of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then rewards are awaiting. In hunger lies a special cure and benefit. Indeed, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says that hunger is one of the treasures of Allah Azza wa Jal and is only given to His chosen servants. When one is hungry, he appreciates his blessings. When one is hungry, he has clarity of thought. When one is hungry, he develops patience. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, it is not simply an act of keeping your mouth dry during the hot days. It is not simply an act of remaining hungry and thirsty, but remaining hungry and thirsty for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, knowing that Allah Azza wa Jal is watching, brings amazing rewards. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, when a person decreases his consumption of food, his chest is filled with nur, a spiritual light. And in the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, we're eating less. And the jazbah for the achieving the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, for increasing our rewards, alhamdulillah, rockets. It increases exponentially. All we want to do throughout the days and nights is to please our Creator. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, we behave and in a way that we are trying single-mindedly to ignore everything else. And the only purpose in life becomes the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Gosh, we could spend our life doing that and then reap the rewards. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, Hazrat Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi says, eating food to a full stomach causes the loss of the sweetness of worship. So if we overeat, we lose the sweetness of worship. And in the month of Ramadan, because we are restricted to essentially one meal a day, especially in the northern hemisphere where Ramzan al-Mubarak, the fasts are quite long and you open your fast with something light and then off to the masajid, then you come back for sari, essentially you're having a small time and a small proportion of food. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, because the fact that you are fasting, you feel the sweetness of worship, subhanallah, and you gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Indeed, the great Hazrat Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, since I have become a Muslim, I have not eaten food to a full stomach so that I can be blessed with the sweetness of worship. Likewise, since I became a Muslim, I have not had a full drink in the desire of having the drink of beholding Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, seeing the vision of Allah Azza wa Jal, subhanallah. And Hazrat Sayyidina Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah alayhi has stated, worship is quite an art, and this has to be learnt in solitude, and its tool is hunger, subhanallah. Worship is an art which has to be learnt in solitude through hunger, subhanallah. When you are fasting for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, and you are conscious that the Creator Supreme is watching, and you're conscious that you, not even a sip of water slips down the throat, and you are conscious that everything I do, my Creator is watching, and you try to control your eyes, you try to control your tongue, you try to control your ears, your hands, your feet, alhamdulillah, and you remain in this state of the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the scholars write that the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal is actually the fear of displeasing Allah Azza wa Jal. And if you stay in that state throughout the time of the fast, subhanallah, what an amazing state that is. You are constantly conscious that your Creator is watching. And this is why every moment is a moment of worship, and every moment is a precious gem which gives you so much reward. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Sulaiman Dharani rahmatullah alayhi said, the key to this world is to fill the stomach, and the key to the hereafter is to remain hungry. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. What does hunger do? My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, this hunger has within it many secrets. It cleans the heart. It softens the heart. When we overeat, we get many thoughts and waswasas and whispers. But when you're with a hungry stomach, there is a process that is taking place subconsciously where your heart is being cleansed, your thought processes are being cleansed, and the heart is softening. And this is what Ramadan al-Mubarak brings, subhanallah. Then you also appreciate the ni'mats, the gifts, the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. And you appreciate that those people who don't have food, how upset and distressed they would be. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, through hunger and through thirst, we appreciate how difficult that day of judgment will be, how difficult the hereafter will be. And let me share with you another beautiful Madni pearl. The scholars write that, you know, today we seem to have this inclination towards the wrong thing and committing sins. Well, alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, one of the reasons that in Ramadan al-Mubarak we incline towards sins less than and any other part of the year is because we are hungry. Because hunger reduces that inclination towards sins. You don't want to do anything that displeases Allah Azza wa Jal, and you don't have that enthusiasm to go and do it. And alhamdulillah, it's amazing that you have the enthusiasm to do good things. You want to go to the masajid, you want to read the Quran, you want to copy those people who are doing good things. But when it comes to bad, even the worst of us wants to stay away from anything that is remotely associated with the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then, in the beautiful month of Ramadan al-Mubarak, because we eat less, we sleep less. Because it is a well-accepted fact that the more you eat, the more you end up sleeping, and it causes laziness and tiredness and fatigue, and it interrupts your worship and makes you read your salah without concentration. Whereas if you eat less, you sleep less. And in Ramadan and Mubarak, because we're sleeping late and getting up for sehri, we always sleep less. This actually gives you the passion and the sweetness of worship. And it gives you ease in worship as well. And no matter how tired you are, normally after a day or two's disturbed sleep, we start to feel the difficulties of it. But the beauty of this blessed month of Ramadan al-Mubarak is this, that no matter how much your sleep is disturbed, you could be sleeping a quarter of the time you would normally sleep, and your sleep is broken up into pieces, and yet, alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, you don't feel the tiredness, you still have the great passion and the great jazbah, and you still feel the ease and comfort in worship, and you feel content, you feel happy, you feel excited. Why? Because you are fulfilling the purpose of your creation, which was to gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is why you feel so superb. This is why you feel such enlightenment, such nur, because you are fulfilling the fundamental thing that you were created for, which is the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the blessing of that, you gain good health and you gain the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Hazrat Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Ali quotes some saints as saying, hunger is a fabulous possession, subhanallah. This means it has vastness, it brings peace, it brings worship, it brings sweetness into worship and life, it brings beneficial knowledge, it brings patience, and above all else, it brings the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, what an amazing month we have been blessed with. A renowned tabi, Sayyidina Ka'b al-Ahbar, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, states, on the day of judgment, an announcer will call out, O you who remained hungry and thirsty for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, rise. Hearing this, those who remained hungry will arrive at a dining cloth while others will be facing accountability. SubhanAllah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, this hunger has so many blessings. This stopping yourself from eating and drinking and everything else during the month of Ramadan brings with it the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And once we gain that, you gain everything. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu states, refrain from filling your stomach while eating and drinking as it harms your body. It causes diseases and it brings about laziness in worship. Adopting moderation in eating and drinking is necessary for you, as this improves physical fitness and saves oneself from needless expenses. SubhanAllah. Today the doctors and scientists are saying that fasting increases your strength. Fasting actually reduces diseases. It takes away fatigue and it takes away laziness. And Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, the great Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu told us that 1460 years ago. SubhanAllah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, one of the dangers that we have is this, that the time of iftar, because you've had a long day, it's a 16, 18 hour fast, because you've had difficulties during the day, perhaps you're feeling a little tired, what some of us tend to do is when we sit down to eat, we make up for it and we carry on eating in the 3 or 4 or 5 hours we have and try to have the same food intake. And by doing this, we lose out on some of the blessings of Ramadan al-Mubarak. Because there are many dangers and perils of overeating. These dangers need to be understood. Because if you overeat at the time of iftar, one of the fundamental difficulties it creates is, at best, laziness in worship for your Maghrib Salah and your Taraweeh, first of all. But then at worst, if you've overeaten so much that you're too tired to pray your Taraweeh, and you miss this great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then you don't gain that enlightenment, that nur that comes with fasting. You know, when you open your fast, when you're restricted and you eat in moderation, so that you're eating the right things, so that you've got the fried food and you're not just gulping it all down one after the other without thinking, without chewing, with the throwing the water down and trying to make sure that you get everything into this stomach that you've missed out on during the day. No. If you do it properly by controlling your nafs, then you will gain the maximum blessings for this. Your passion for food was one of the things that needed to be controlled. Your natural instinctive desire to simply eat and eat and eat anything that was tasty is what we need to control. And why do we need to control it? Well, the intention behind it has to be that I have fasted all day for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, but the nights of Ramadan have great blessings and great virtues. I don't want to lose out on these great and amazing blessings simply because I've overeaten and I can't physically now stand in Tarawih Salah. I can't get to the masjid for Isha. Then you're losing out. The real, I can't stand in Salah during the nights and pray my tahajjud and my nafils. I can't pray Fajr with Jama'at. Why? Because I've overeaten. What you have done, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Monday Channel, if we do that, is that you had a great opportunity to gain reward, but you've cut it in half. You fasted during the day, but at the time of iftar, because you've overeaten so far, it has been an obstruction in your worship, and it has increased your sleep, your laziness, and it is actually harmful to you. A lot of us, what we do is at the time of iftar, instead of controlling our food intake, we simply throw everything we can possibly find down without seeing the health benefits and the good food and the bad food. Why? Because we've been fasting. But the whole essence of this act was to create taqwa within you and to teach you how to control the desires. So if at the time of iftar we eat less, this will bring great reward. Shaykh Sayyidina Muhammad bin Wasay rahmatullah alayh used to eat only dry bread with salt and would say, he who is content with this little amount of food in this world will never be destitute. And it is narrated that Imam Azam, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh said, whenever you have to carry out an important piece of work in the world, do not eat before performing it, because food impairs wisdom. Now, we need to take some food, no doubt, but if we control it with moderation, then when we get to stand for Maghrib Salah, we will feel the sweetness of worship. When we stand in Tarawih, it will be very easy for us because our stomach isn't bulging, and we will then not have the hardness of the heart, which often comes with filling up the stomach too far. And there are many cures for hard-heartedness. One of them is fasting, subhanallah. It helps to soften the heart. Our great scholars say that one of the ways of softening the heart is to eat less and control what you eat. The great Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu would only eat 6 or 7 morsels of food, and that was enough. Today, we're almost on a mission to try and fill our stomachs with everything we can find. Hunger has with it great excellence. We don't want to be of those people who simply gain hunger and thirst from the month of Ramadan. And when it comes to outside the time of the fasting, we are constantly just eating and eating and eating. There are some brothers who have developed systems where they'll eat constantly and they'll end up missing their Tarawih prayers, and then after Fajr they will sleep for 8-10 hours and they'll get up in the late afternoon and just about get their Salah in, and then they are missing out on the essence of fasting. If your days are spent sleeping, you may have not eaten and have fasted, but technically that is allowed, but you miss out on the beauty and the essence of Ramadan. You miss out on that feeling of hunger and developing that closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, let's make this Ramadan a different one. Ramadan is not an eating contest. It's not a time where we need to have all these variety of dishes and then compete to see who can eat the most. No. Ramadan al-Mubarak is the time to earn reward by eating in moderation, so it doesn't interrupt the worship of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It doesn't interrupt your routine, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel. This month of Ramadan is here to cleanse and purify us. May Allah Azza wa Jalla give us the tawfiq to control our eating habits so that we gain the maximum reward from this beautiful month. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah.
The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.